We're live on Jaguars.com. 2014 NFL draft coverage continues. Round two, pick number 7 in the second round. The Jaguars have made the selection. It's wide receiver Marquise Lee from Southern California. Marquise Lee, the wide receiver, return specialist for the Trojans. 6 foot, 192 pounder, the winner of the 2012 Biletnikoff Award as the best wide receiver in college football. Had a 1,700 yard season that year. Solid season, of course, last year for the Trojans. Holds 24 USC school records, 5 Pac-12 records for receiving. So Marquise Lee is now a Jacksonville Jaguar. And, of course, the question marks about Justin Blackmon's future. Well, this Lee can come in here and maybe fill that spot. Marquise Lee, now a Jaguar. He's out of Inglewood, California. Went to a couple of different high schools before going to USC, and one of the great receivers in that school's history. So the Jaguars have addressed that need at wide receiver. Now, early in the second round, the teams ahead didn't take wide receivers. So plenty of solid wide receiver selections available for the Jaguars with that 7th pick. If you were watching the telecast on one of the two channels, ESPN or NFL Network, you saw Brad Meester, the former Jaguars center, announce the pick in that lovely camo tuxedo coat. But big change now for the Jaguars at wide receiver. Marquise Lee will go in there with Cecil Shorts III, Ace Sanders, and all the rest. J.P. Shadrick with Jaguars.com, senior writer John Osier.
Brad was bringing the heat, huh?
He was, wasn't he?
I missed it. I was over there hacking. But, it sounded like he was Brad.
It looks about 50 pounds lighter,
I'll
too,
bet.
By
I'll
the
bet.
Way. Marquise Lee is a Jaguar now, John, and it addresses quite a need at that position.
Well, yeah, it does. And people thought that they might go this position last night, wide receiver. They went with the quarterback, but clearly with the Justin Blackmon situation, you had to look at this draft without worrying about that. And so you figured they were going to go quarterback at some point in the first three rounds, and they were going to go Marquise Lee. I mean, not Marquise Lee, but right. A receiver at some point in the first right. three rounds. Marquise Lee is a first-round talent who didn't have as great a year this past year because of the people around him, but this should be a good pick for this team.
If you go off of that year a couple of years ago where he won the Biletnikoff, very strong pick. Let's go next door. Press conferences. Gus Bradley and Dave Caldwell live on Jaguars.com.
Hello.
Welcome back, Ryan Robinson.
Tonight.
We're Ryan O'Halloran. Ryan O'Halloran.
Ouch.
That's bad, huh?
That's a bad mess up.
All right.
Did you hear?
Hey. So we talked to Marquise, and Ryan. We feel like it's best for his development to sit him for the year. Yeah. So, hope you guys understand that we won't see him until 2015. Okay. No, we're excited. This is a guy that we had very obviously had him highly rated. I think the whole country did. And for whatever reason, this is a deep draft, and sometimes players fall through. And we had some opportunity there to nab him. And the guy's a playmaker. He's had 29 touchdowns over 3 years. And when he gets the balls in his hands, he's electric. He's highly, highly competitive, again, kind of following our theme. And he's a tough kid. And as he just said on TV, he's got a chip on his shoulder because he fell to 39, and we're excited to have him.
What's your feeling about the medical situation with him?
Oh, he's fine. He's got really clean. The issue was early on in the season, and he came back, and there was no issues with him.
Do you think that that's the reason why he's available to you?
I don't know. You'd have to ask the other 31 other teams. And sometimes, like I said, this is a good draft, and there's good players, and there's good defensive backs, and somebody's got to fall, right? And it just so happens that it was a need for us, and we were able to capitalize on it.
How surprised were you that not just him, but a lot of those other receivers were still there?
Yeah, and to be honest with you, very surprised. As a matter of fact, we had some conversations with teams ahead of us about trading up. Mm-hmm. And, they didn't feel like the compensation was right, and I think they had their mindset on some players too. So we were looking to go up and get them.
What does
Lee do well?
Run after catch. He's explosive. He can make defenders miss. He's very instinctive, and he's got a feel for zones. He can separate in and out of breaks very well. And when he gets the ball in his hands, he's a threat to take it to the house.
Yeah, 118 year as a sophomore than last year, just some circumstances?
Yeah, I think you look at the situation. All right, so he comes in and he gets hurt early on, and then you have a situation with a quarterback change. Obviously, you had Matt Barkley, who was there through his whole career, and then you get a young quarterback in there. The coaching situation. I mean, there's a lot of different dynamics, and it just so happens he had two really good years before that, and then not like his year last year was terrible, and but it wasn't up to par to what it was the previous 2 years.
Dave, you kind of feel like you stole one here then?
Yeah, we feel really good about it, obviously. So, like I said, we were looking to trade up to get him, and we couldn't get that done. And
were you looking at like 4 or 5 spots? Is that when you first
we started? Went all the way up to 30, where Cleveland was. We had conversations with them a little bit, and then at the end of the day, and everyone behind them. And
so you were sweating it out then?
Yeah, we had other options, obviously, and had various other positions. So we just felt like that. Once it got close, we said, let's wait. And
would it not been a receiver had this guy not?
Possibly, yeah, possibly.
So you were looking for a markdown and you didn't get one?
Yeah.
That's
right, pretty much. Yeah.
What do you project him as? X guy?
Well, probably Z right now, and but that can change. And he can play inside, he can play outside, so he'll play various positions, and we'll probably move him around.
One of the praises of him is that he was used to being the guy.
Yeah.
Coverage toward him, is that what stood out? Is that no matter what defenses that he produced?
Yeah, he's always produced, and I think Biletnikoff Award winner last year or 2 years ago, and he's a playmaker, and we need playmakers, and I think that's kind of been our theme all along, and very fortunate. Fortunate to have him.
Are you specifically looking for a big guy too, big physical receiver?
Yeah, and he's almost 6 foot, 198 pounds, I think he was, and he's got room to grow. I don't even think the kid's 21 years old yet. He's a true junior, and so there's only sky's the limit for him.
Is he a back or kick returner as well?
Yeah, very good kick returner, and he's done punts too.
You're looking at him in that role.
We could possibly use him in that role, yeah.
A little more deep speed than maybe Blackman and maybe even Schwartz?
Cecil runs fairly well. I'd say better breakaway speed than Justin. Probably better make-miss than Justin. But not as big and not as powerful.
Dave, what's your first memory of Marquise scouting him the first time you saw him live?
Who's that? Yeah. I remember being at USC and looking up number 9. I'm like, oh, he's a freshman. So I think we had to wait. So, and that was a while ago when I was in Atlanta.
But he stood out.
Yeah, absolutely. He stood out since the day he got on campus.
How important was it to shore up the wide receiver position?
It's important. And, it's not just a receiver position, but we're looking for good players and difference makers. And we feel like he's got a chance to be one of those.
Thank you, Gus.
Thanks, Gus.
Gus, would you have taken him over Clowney? How did you know it was coming? Did you know it was coming?
What, Dave? I gotta go.
I was sitting there the whole time. I can't wait.
I know.
Say you can't say now, and then 2 minutes later, after you leave, you will say yes.
Okay, I'll just add a few things. I know Dave gave you all of his stats, and but we are really excited about him. I know we watched more tape today. Blake is good friends with Marquise. I told him today, we were talking in my meeting, and I said, well, you get back to Orlando, you're going to watch the draft, you got some guys in particular that you're going to keep an eye on, and Marquise was one of them. So I know they worked out together, it's just ironic for that. I think the other thing is, we had great reports from, obviously, the scouts and all the information we got. Plus, we have Scotty Hazleton, assistant linebacker coach on our staff, that coached at USC. And just conversations with him about how much he meant, the true leader of that receiver group 2 years ago, really took guys under his wing, developed them. I know with Woods, the receiver that's in Buffalo now, he's, had an impact on his development. Just felt like he was a really, really strong leader and said absolutely no red flags on this guy. So that was a great endorsement by him as well.
One thing you said, you need guys who can stress a defense.
Yes.
Can you do that right away?
Yeah, just because of what Dave said, his run after catch and, his ability, his breakaway speed, that's what you see on tape. He makes big plays, can make people miss. He puts a strain on. I think, he's a 4-4 guy, so anytime you got that type of speed, you got to be alert to it.
Does he catch like some bubbles and near the line of scrimmage?
No, I mean he has some of those. He has some of those. Not like some of the receivers, you know, that we've seen, you know, longer downfield, you know, in cuts. And I think that's what, you know, Jed brought up too, and Jerry, that for his size, the number of catches you see across the middle has been very impressive.
Gus, on the field, Blake and Marquise, what do you think they'll be able to do together, and how quickly do you think they can?
Well, you know, I think it's, you know, with Chad and Marquise, and, you know, I think the whole receiving group, he's just his whole mentality. You know, I love his competitive spirit. In the phone and his comments, you know, he's all about wanting to get to work as soon as possible, get here as soon as he can and get going. And, you know, it'll be fun to watch him compete with our guys, you know, and how he fits in, but we think it'll be very well.
Did he remind you of any other prospect that you evaluated?
You know, just really spirited. I think you'll see him. Everything we're seeing him is, you know, he's smiling and really loves the game, and he really enjoys it. I don't know if he enjoyed this part as much as maybe, you know, he'd like to go on a little bit earlier. But, you know, I know he's excited now.
Did you meet with him at the combine?
Yes.
And did he come here before the draft?
He did not come here.
No.
We met him at the combine.
Who was the guy that said that had no red flags? Was it Scotty Hazleton?
Scott Hazleton. Yep.
So you're pretty nervous when you couldn't make the trade that somebody was grabbing?
No, we had our fingers crossed, you know. We had our fingers crossed, but it all worked out.
His background, hell of an upbringing.
Yeah.
Is that sort of make him mentally tough to handle
well,
a lot of different things?
Whatever his background is, he is mentally tough. You know, all whatever helped him in that process. But, you know, his competitiveness and his toughness, I think, is his greatest attributes.
How does this change the dynamic of your offense? Being able to pencil him in there, presumably,
right,
as a number one.
Well, it obviously it helps us. It brings athleticism. It brings playmaking ability to our offense. And, you know, we still have, what, 9 picks left to go. So just need to continue to do that with our team. And but he'll be an exciting player.
All right, Coach.
Okay.
You got to get him.
Cecil.
Cecil, yeah, Joe. All right,
Coach.
Live on Jaguars.com, the comments of David Caldwell and Gus Bradley, GM and head coach, after the Jaguars select Marquise Lee, the wide receiver from Southern Cal. Thank you for joining us live after the Jaguars' second-round pick. Jed Fish scheduled to join us. He should be en route from the war room, the offensive coordinator for the Jags, coming in shortly. He'll join us live right here first. Let's go through some of the numbers on Marquise Lee. 4.52, 40-yard dash, 38-inch vertical jump, and really, really strong career at Southern Cal. Of course, the Blitnikoff winner a couple of years ago back in 2012. You heard Gus Bradley and Dave Caldwell talk about some of the changes last year at USC, the coaching changes and other situations at USC that kind of affected his play. But they also mentioned Scotty Hazleton on the staff now for the Jaguars. He used to work at Southern Cal.
Mine was just a
no red flags with Marquise Lee, so they went ahead and made the pick. And I'm sure Jed Fish is probably the happiest guy in this building right now, the offensive coordinator for the Jaguars. He has a new quarterback and a new wide receiver to play with. And it should be a fun offseason, no matter what happens with the final 9 picks that are left in this draft. If you've just joined us, the Jaguars have taken Marquise Lee, the wide receiver from Southern Cal, with the 7th pick of the second round. You just heard from Gus Bradley and Dave Caldwell. Jed Fish en route down to our media center here to give his thoughts on what has transpired the first couple of days here. It's been quite a couple of days for the Jaguars' offense in this draft. Again, the Blitnikoff winner 2 years ago, after back-to-back wins for Justin Blackmon, of course, and that would certainly, if Blackmon is back around, bolster that receiving core with Lee and Cecil Shorts III, Ace Sanders, played well, of course, in his rookie season a year ago. But with the question marks around Blackman, you knew this was a need. It was a need anyway, with all the changes at that position towards the end of last season. And they went out and got a wide receiver. And it sounded like they would at some point try to trade, even trade up in this second round to get Lee. They, in fact, did not have to. The pick came to them. Jed Fish is walking into our room right now. The Jaguars offensive coordinator is the happiest man in the building the last 2 days. And he's about to give us his thoughts, the first to meet with Jed Fish. Come on in, Jed. Have a seat. Grab a microphone. We're live on Jaguars.com. The happiest man in the building, I'm sure, right? A quarterback and a wide receiver. Yeah.
Well, you can't ask for anything else than that, right? If you're the offensive coordinator of a team and you get an opportunity to have a quarterback at number three and then come back with Marquise Lee, who, you know, we evaluated as another first-round talent. So really excited for our whole organization, obviously.
It sounded like that the Jags might have been willing to move up to get Lee, but in fact didn't have to. And you said he had a first round grade for you guys, right?
Yeah, well, you know, you look at a guy like him and you look at the production he had and the production that he has had, you know, in the course of his college career. And, you know, I was fortunate I got to recruit him when we were at Miami. Right. And we brought him down for an official visit and absolutely just loved his high school tape. And so kind of familiar with him throughout the process there. And I've seen him, you know, throughout his high school years. And then obviously, followed him at SC, and the production he had in 2012 was just through the roof. And excited, and came back last year and fought through a bunch of injuries and some changing quarterback and all that, and still had a very good year. But we're really excited about the talent that he has.
You guys met with him at the Combine in Indianapolis. Did he reflect on that visit to Miami at all?
Oh, yeah. We gave him a hard time about it. I just said to him on the phone, I said, this time you're not allowed to say no. So it works out good, and we're really excited about him. And he's got a great personality. He's a very, very respectful kid, and just really thrilled to be able to coach him, and then obviously everything with Blake.
Jed Fish is with us, Jaguars offensive coordinator, live on Jaguars.com after the Jags select Marquise Lee out of Southern Cal. What's he do well?
Well,
his strengths.
His number one strength is his run after catch ability. I mean, the guy's got, he has a knack once he gets open to be able to take the ball and make an explosive play. And one of the things that we've talked about since Gus got here and then since I had the opportunity to get here is we need to create explosives. Mm-hmm. And he's a type player that creates explosives. He knows how to, you know, his catches go for a lot of yards. He catches slants and he has the speed to take it to the house. And that's exciting for us.
I know maybe the second happiest person in this organization is probably Cecil Shorts III right now, right? He's got another receiver beside him right now, and he's got a quarterback that's waiting in the wings. Huh?
Yeah, and I also think that Chad Henne's excited.
I'm
as
sure
well.
He is.
And, you know, obviously the situation is that, and, you know, really what happens is now you have Cecil along with Marquise. And then you now have an ability to get some shell coverage, so your running game should improve. You have the ability to get one-on-one coverage for Mercedes. You have the ability for Chad to have another target to throw it to. So I think all in all, I mean, it's good for our football team, and I think everybody should be ecstatic. And I'm sure that Blake is certainly ecstatic about a guy like Marquise coming in and joining the group.
So the offensive coordinator of the Jags, Jed Fish, joining us after a quarterback and a wide receiver. You don't have to hog all 11 picks. I mean, you got two out of the first 11. Well, maybe you do.
Who needs to stop now, right?
Right. Good luck to you, man.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Jed Fish joining us, Jaguars.com. We're live after the Jaguars have selected Marquise Lee out of Southern California. And we will go shortly to the conference call. Marquise Lee. We'll call into the local media right now. Stay tuned right here on Jaguars.com.